Good afternoon, everybody. In this paper, we focus on particle filtering techniques for high dimensions. So such problems appear in various kind of application areas to group object tracking and extended object tracking. So in the paper, we first briefly review recent works on group and extended object tracking. Then we present the sequential Monte Carlo framework, and the core of this work is in the developed Markov chain Monte Carlo particle filter, which actually moves the cloud of particles into more likely regions based on a subgradient projection technique, and we show that it works fairly well for high-dimensional problems. Then we compare the performance of this filter with the sampling importance resampling particle filter and with an extended common filter. And also we go beyond, we study the case when the data are sparse. So in some, this can bring some complications because the problem might become unobservable, and we compare with a compressive sampling common filter. And finally, I will conclude this talk with summary of the results and some open questions for future work. So there has been a lot of interest recently in group and extended object tracking, so this classification is far from being detailed and exhaustive, but we can classify the works into two big groups, methods that are for a small number of group with a relatively small number of components, and sequential Monte Carlo methods for hundreds or thousands of objects, so huge groups. So for small groups, I have to mention the works of some of the first works are of Kahn and Delet for up to 20 objects for ants tracking. You know, they are highly interactive. So this is Markov chain Monte Carlo algorithm with Markov random field, which is a really good approach, rather slow, however. Then Koch and his group developed a range of techniques, Bayesian, not necessarily sequential Monte Carlo, but one of the approaches is to look at this problem as tracking an extended object and estimating both the parameters of the extension which the circle, for instance, which surrounds the group, and then the problem reduces to finding the extension, so the way they solve it is with the random matrices. Then there is a big group of PhD filters, cardinality PhD filters, and the whole range related with random finite set statistics. Recently, there were some results also based on sequential Monte Carlo and stochastic differential equations, group of Simon together with Avishai and others. So we've been also working by combining sequential Monte Carlo with evolving random graphs. Then the case for large number of targets within the group is especially challenging, not only because of the large dimension, but also because you cannot estimate each particular target. So the way this problem is solved usually is by forming a cluster and then estimating the center of the cluster and the extent. So the extended object tracking then boils down to a similar formulation where you want to know where the center is and the extent, and then you need to solve both a state estimation problem and parameter estimation problem. Typically, people split up the two problems because, you know, particle filterings are not so good in parameter estimation, especially when they are dynamic. So for In these groups, including in the work of Koch, one estimates the parameters with a certain approach, random matrices, or here with data augmentation, and then feeds the parameters into the particle filter or another filter. And then there is another interesting group of approaches combining interval techniques with the Kalman filter or another Bayesian techniques. And also Poisson type process models and so on. So what we do in our work, we focus on a high dimensional estimation problem, nonlinear in general, described with the general state space equations, where the state function is nonlinear and the noise can be non-Gaussian in general. Then we assume the Markovian property, just dependence on the previous step, and the measurement equation in general is nonlinear, and the noise process can be non-Gaussian. So just briefly, we are solving the Bayesian estimation problem, finding the posterior state PDF based on the data, so actually solving in a numerical way the Chapman-Kolmogorov equation based on a set of particles and their weights, and the Bayesian update. I believe everybody is familiar with that. So within the sequential Monte Carlo, what we do, we follow the prediction and update step. So the prediction, we have our the transition prior, actually in our case we use it. And then we find this PDF function, and where we spread particles due to the noise, and then in the the update step, when the measurement comes, then we focus the particles by combining with the likelihood, and the resampling step just introduces the variety. So now, what are we doing? We move the cloud of particles with Markov chain Monte Carlo method. So we can, in one of the solutions existing in the literature, one can use Metropolis-Hastings step, like here. So one can generate particles in time k minus 1 based from this proposal distribution, and then the new particles in time k can be drawn in a similar way. Then we simulate a sample x prime from the joint probability density function, and then where x prime is drawn from this transition prior, and the previous x prime k minus 1 is uniformly drawn from an empirical distribution. So within this version of the Metropolis-Hastings algorithm, one accepts or rejects the new candidate pair when this condition is satisfied. So if the uniformly generated random number is less or equal than alpha coming from this likelihood ratio, then we accept the pair, otherwise we reject it. This is a good algorithm, but when the measurement, when the state noise is relatively small, then the moves can be rather small. There are other improvements recently suggested by Simon Godzill and his group, where one can combine Metropolis-Hastings with the Gibbs sampler, and one can see that there is a much better mixing, especially for large groups. There are other algorithms like MCMC samplers, Arnaud Doucet and group, where one can generate it iteratively. And what we do is, I'll show on the next slide, we use subgradient information of the likelihood in order to move particles in more likely regions. So we have samples xk prime propagated through this joint PDF, and then we calculate the subgradient, so based on the logarithm of the likelihood function. So this is the the associate subgradient norm 2 squared from the likelihood calculated in the particle x prime. And we have a relaxation parameter which is can be uniformly sampled or sampled from a uniform distribution, or it can be adaptively chosen in some way. And it actually determines the performance of the algorithm. Then we form the regularized proposal, like a Gaussian mixture, and then the Metropolis-Hastings acceptance probability is formed based on this rule, and then we accept or reject targets, samples based on it. One can compare this proposed algorithm with the Langevin random walk type of Markov chain Monte Carlo methods, where one can achieve a similar effect, but in our case, this relaxation parameter can have negative values, and also if we restrict it within a certain interval between 0 and 2, there are theoretical results showing guaranteed convergence for convex log likelihood functions. The performance of this subgradient projection technique has been validated over this well-known example, but with 40 states and 100 states. And here are some results where we calculate the average normed estimation error. Actually, this is the true state minus the estimate, so norm 2 of this difference over norm 2 of the actual state. This is for up to 40 states, and here you can see the comparison of this average norm error between the subgradient projection Markov chain Monte Carlo method, then we have the sampling importance resampling particle filter, and the extended Kalman filter gives the worst performance. Then we focus the attention of the performance of this algorithm when we have lambda parameter alternating. And as we can see, one can achieve significantly better performance compared with the MCMC when this regularizing parameter is drawn from a uniform distribution, and also compared with the extended Kalman filter. Also, one can see that one has a much higher acceptance ratio with the alternating MCMC algorithm compared with the case when lambda is drawn from the uniform distribution. That's another case where we have a linear example. This is actually the random multivariable random walk model with 100 states, and what we show that the alternating MCMC filter can reach quite high accuracy, which is comparable with the Kalman filter, which is the optimal solution for that case. Then another interesting problem is when the data is sparse, and you know that there has been a lot of research recently in that area. The term compressed sensing or compressive sensing has been coined by Donoho in 2006. There are a lot of works related with the linear case. It is valuable also because it gives a theory which works when we have a limited amount of data. So you know the Shannon sampling theorem is stating that we can recover a signal completely if the sampling frequency is bigger, twice bigger than the maximum frequency of the signal. However, it appears that that's possible. If this condition is violated, we can recover a very sparse signal thanks to the compressed sensing theoretical derivations. The problem boils down to an optimization, which initially was for norm HL0, which is a non-polynomial hard problem, but then it was further solved as an optimization problem, as minimization of norm L1. So we want to recover the signal X1, which is sparse, when we have a measurement vector which dimension is much smaller than the dimension of the state vector. And this is possible if two conditions are satisfied. One is sparsity, so X has enough non-zero components, S is a sparsity measure, and then the second one is non-inhomogeneity, and then H, the matrix H, has its columns subsets of size less than 2s. And we compare the performance of the subgradient projection Markov chain Monte Carlo method with a recently developed compressive sampling Kalman filter developed by Carmi, Gurfil, and Kanevsky. Actually, the problem reduces to the minimization of this norm, when, such that the mathematical expectation of norm 2 of the error is bounded by a certain number. So what is the problem here? One of the difficulties is when the signal is sparse, this affects the observability of the system, and one might have, unobservable many of the states. In the example, we consider 100 states, but 50 observations per time step, and nearly 10 significant entries. The regular Kalman filter cannot work in these conditions, maybe mainly because of the lack of observability. And let's see what kind of results we have. So this is the signal, which is sparse. And on the right-hand side, this is a measure of complexity, where blue means perfectly sparse, whereas red means compressible. And here, these are different realizations. This is with more noise. Then, for the example, linear example with 100 states, this is the result we get. This is the Kalman filter. This is the compressive sensing Kalman filter. And it seems that the subgradient projection Markov chain Monte Carlo method has a performance close to the compressive sampling Kalman filter, which is the optimal one when the observability conditions are not fully respected. Let me conclude this talk. So this work is proposes a new Markov chain Monte Carlo method that improves the performance of sequential Monte Carlo filters by moving the samples into more highly, more likely regions based on a subgradient projection technique. And we compare it with several other well-known filters. So in this work, we actually propose a better proposal function. The high accuracy is achieved. And in future, we would like to look at more complex examples, more related to group and extended target tracking. OK. Thank you.
We have time for a question or so.
Yeah.
scarce of dimensionality kicks in, right?
That's right.
Unless you impose some kind of sparse graphical structure.
Yes.
So yeah. In your case, is that happening implicitly? Or?
Well, I think so. It's because when you use the gradient, you push them in a better direction, and then you improve the accuracy in that way. Yeah. Otherwise, there might be a lot of samples that are depleted. Yeah.
Is there another question? Yes.
What was the alternating MCMC method? I didn't understand
it's
that.
It's a very good question. It's not in the paper, but...
basically sample the relaxation parameter from different PDFs in an alternating manner. That means that for every sample, you choose either one PDF or the other one in an alternating manner. Now, we have a theoretical result that shows that this basically can increase the acceptance rate, and this is what we have seen in the figure.
You change what, the proposal for it or the target?
Yeah, when you
the
have
proposal.
The alternating approach, when you change the proposals.
Yeah. But it will be related also with the applications. I expect that maybe for a certain group of methods, one type of proposal will work better than the others. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.